Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Theory of Hearing on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Turner, and I'm your host for the show. Today we are recapping our visit to the University of Texas, which is the acronym UT. And so that location is in Austin, Texas. So then it would be UT, which would stand for University of Texas, at Austin. So there's different locations, but we happen to be at the main campus. Now, we went down there today to do a tour, and we did a self-guided tour. And like I told you, I was doing things while visiting Austin. And one of the things in one of the new tour books that I have, which is a visitor guide, it says the University of Texas at Austin, visitor's guide for 2014 and 15, they have a self-guided tour information blurb. So it gave me a lot of information, and this self-guided tour offers you personal views of the 40 acres. You'll get a little bit of history, a little bit of insight, and a lot of firsthand views of the campus, building, common areas, and art and architecture. So there's a map, and so I went to the campus. I took a lot of pictures, which will be available at Tammy Joyner on Flickr. And we enjoyed ourselves. I had a chance to go to the art department and meet with a representative. They gave me information about the BFA in visual art studies. Basically, we wanted to get some information on studio art, and they gave me a career guide for studio art majors as well. But we found out that there are loads of opportunities in art, but what we wanted to do is not available at the University of Texas, which is art therapy. We wanted degrees or certificates or some type of programming in art therapy, because it's a minor, and if it's a certificate, it's a minor, and then after you do studio art, you'll be able to give some type of course, which has some type of psychological background stating that it is therapeutic for you to do art. So then we'll promote our program, as a program for prominent people, hardworking prominent people, and after they, need to get some therapy, they come in for art class is something like therapy, if it's a recommendation from their doctor or if it's just something they decided to do. Okay, so they have a theater location there, so we went past there. I found some information for my son Markel Green, who is finishing up his diploma in Neptune, New Jersey, that they have televised football games, and they have an awesome stadium there. So even though he's retired, he's not going back into football, I just wanted to let him know that. We had a chance to visit the Visitor Center, and they have general visit tours, which you can go in as a prospective student at the University of Texas in Austin, and you can sign up there with admissions and with the prospective courses online, and you can do a tour with those people. But because I'm not looking to go to the school, because it's in Austin, they remember the gay pride, I didn't want to go there. Another reason is the university status. The price is about $50,000, even though we ran into some information today by doing a research that it was about $10,000 per semester. We ran into some other information that might be about $50,000. So with the complications, we were not able to, find a common ground, a university. But if you do university, remember, you're going to study abroad, and you're going to get scholarship and loans for that. If you do university, you're going to have televised information. If my son plays football, I'm going to be in the band. So then, therefore, we'll be able to, have that extracurricular televised, features if we were to go to school together. And we both will be paying about $50. But remember, if you pay about $2,500 every quarter, that will be four quarters a year. That will be $10,000. You can afford that if you work for $200 a week and have about $1,000 a month for school. So that means it'll be about three additional $1,000 per month. And with three additional $1,000 per month, per quarter, which is four quarters in a year, you'll have $3,004 times. So 3, 6, 9, 12 will be $12,000 towards a new car, a new home, or a college education, whatever you decide. If you continue to do that throughout life, you'll always have a $10,000 to do whatever you want to do with it. So that's what we're trying to do. So some type of state college or community college probably would be more in our budget, and a university status is more in what I had planned for him, or something like King University. I like their acreage and their campus. For myself, I would like to, would have liked to return there for, with him, but we were not able to do that, so we have to give up on that dream. So my name is Dima Jordan, you're here at Theory of Parenting, and we're talking about UT, which is the University of Texas at Austin, and we were able to do a self-guided tour today, and they also have public museums, which some are for no cost, some are at a fee, and they have eateries throughout the place, and there's like shopping districts. They have food and clothing. The downtown district sort of is a part of the school itself. It's more like a college town. Austin is a college town, even though it's not advertised and it's not blurred that way. It actually is. All of the big hotels have something to do with UT. They have something to do with the actual school. So all of the kids have ID and passes, and they can go in here and get food, they can get services, they can get discounts. They're, you know, promenading all throughout the town. Even though you don't see them, they can have the town. And it doesn't really work that way, but that is the way that it should work. So a little bit about the background of the University of Texas at Austin. It says the University of Texas was founded in 1883. The architectural characters of its landmark building was determined early in the 20th century by artist Cass Gilbert. And it say the walls were limestone, red tile roofs, and Spanish Mediterranean details. And this must be the main University of Texas campus that they're talking about, the main building tower. So that is the focal point of the acreage. And so I have some pictures of that. So it's like a bell tower with an clock tower, and a tower would mean like a straight building looking like a skyscraper. Then the Mediterranean-type approach is a Spanish-looking villa style. That is the front of the building. It seems to be like sort of like two, but it's one. And so basically they have that Spanish villa style, which is maybe about four or five stories, and then they have a clock tower attached to it, which is like, I don't know how many stories, but multiple stories. And it's a beautiful clock tower that embellishes the skyline across Austin, so it can be seen from all points all over the city. It is all absolutely awesome. And from the Sky Tower, you can look back to the Capitol building, you can look back across to the Bank Tower, and you can look all across from different points of the campus. You can look all across, you know, the city. So it's like one of the most beautiful places I had a chance to see, other than the Capitol building and some of the other architecture fun that you'll have downtown. So that was so we have this is number 7. This was remember I was telling you there was every place has a story, a guide to historic destinations in Austin. So I have this little booklet with me, and I told you that we were going to continue to do tours from the book. So I didn't tell you a lie. This is actually true. So we were at number 1, which was the Texas State Capitol Complex, and there we had lunch in the Capitol Grill, and it spoke about the governor's mansion, which we had a chance to see, the Capitol's Visitor Center and Museum. We did number 2, which was Congress Avenue, and we had a chance to go downtown and look at Paramount Theater. We had a chance to see the Old Bakery, and we had a chance to see the Walker Tips building with that machinery in there, that huge piece of equipment that was built like from that particular company years ago. We had a chance to do the next part. We skipped 4, 5, and 6, and we moved on to 7 because it's like 40 acres, you know, of the city that takes up a lot of space. So we had a wonderful time going today to the University of Texas at Austin, and they have so many museums you wouldn't believe. You probably couldn't do it all in a day if you tried to do everything, get a good glimpse, take notes, and blog it all, and plus the impression that it all puts on you. You probably would have to do most of it in more than one day, but today I had a chance to really look it over, you know, for key points that I wanted. I wanted to know about the art program, if they had art therapy classes where we can do, you know, a minor in that. I wanted to know if they had courses in legal, as a legal mediator. And so we wanted to talk about paralegal studies, but there is also something about mediation, which, you know, you go into a process of trying to work things out once the judge asks you to work out something with your family, your boss, or something a little bit about conflict resolution, something like that. So it's a bigger name, pays more money, but it's the same thing. So I wanted to talk to my son about that and look there. They didn't have that course either, but he said that you can develop out of the different courses that they have. You can take the time to develop a program. They offers you the information and the courses that you need for it, and then you can apply it to anywhere. And it also offers an extension or internship down in D.C. They have broad courses, and they also have a lot of things that you probably could do somewhere in Texas. So it was definitely something that guarantees you almost $100,000 a year back after you pay about $50,000 a year for classes. So we definitely enjoyed that. It was a cultural experience. It was a wonderful experience. They have a statue of Martin Luther King there. We had a chance to get pictures of that. It was that was great. There's statues of a nautical theme at the entryway. They have two hybrids. It's the hybrid of a horse and a man. And I think it's also a the horse is the face and the fish is the back part, making it nautical, you know, and a hybrid. And then they're like pulling a boat with two men in the nude who seem to be somewhat of a hybrid as well, because they have some like fins on the top of the heads, and I don't want to call them horns. So you're here at Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing the main interest at the main building tower in Austin, Texas, at the UT campus, and we're talking about the hybrids there that pulled the actual starship, and we're talking about the lady that with the wings that actually on that statue that's depicted there, and we had a chance to see that, get some pictures of it. We took them in sepia, and we also took them in color. I had some stuff in black and white. I learned how to use my effects. So sometimes when the sun is not working, you know, we're continuing in our photography, learning how to do photos. My son and I, we do photos for our books. And so we were also, that, you know, becomes a, you know, an edge for me when I'm trying to get these photographs done so that we can put them on Flickr. You're invited to our Flickr page. Some people are following, and they do write me and tell me when someone takes one of the pictures with them someplace, so I know that's happening. So I totally enjoy that. So we're going to load these soon, and, you know, we'll get them up before, like, the beginning of the new week or by that time. We definitely had a good time. I had a chance to eat in the Commons, I believe they called that place. It was Chick-fil-A. It's a popular place down here. I found out their little fingers gesturing in sign language. It looks like a pointer finger and a pinky finger held up, those two fingers held up, and that means Longhorn. And I was particular about the campus as well because, you know, it's not really in my budget, but it is one of those things where Longhorns wasn't recommended by some of my Southern affiliates. They didn't want to go through a horn. They, as a part of hazing in the Greek life, they experienced some type of, you know, abusive hazing type of fights when they did the Longhorns in the past. So we didn't want to deal with that or get in any type of, you know, situation. We wanted to tell you that just so that's FYI, that sometimes these are not the most appropriate, you know, mascots, and it works well for a lot of people who didn't take it as literal or as, you know, insulting or such a mutilating situation. But this particular crowd did get into a lot of hazing situations with that. So they have student housing, and it looks like apartment housing. It looks like apartment housing. It looks like student housing. It looks like dormitory hall housing. It looks like halls. But they also have family housing where there's a lot of hotels, including the Radisson, including the Holiday Inn, including the Hampton Inn, the American Best Value. They have all type of things like that. They have Alumni Association, Texas Exes, and that's awesome. They have all type of student housing. So if you're interested in the college, we you know, also suggest that, you know, you take a look. If you're going to take a travel, it's a good travel. It's predominantly white. I didn't see many blacks. But that doesn't mean that they're not at another campus. It doesn't mean that they're not on the teams. It doesn't mean that they're not away working. It doesn't mean that they're, you know, not having a wonderful time, you know, here without being available to see. But they do have, you know, they were not, you know, very much present on campus. And when we looked at that studio art program, it was really a fine arts program that offers a lot of art history, that offers a lot of architectural history, that offers the book work as far as art, and then there's some buildings and courses and classes that you can take in drawing and beautiful things as well. But when we went into some of the buildings, they are studying law like you wouldn't believe. They look like the House of Representatives. They have their student seating is set up just like, you know, the floor of a council type, like the Capitol building. They actually have like the sinks, surround type seating where you have to go up steps to ascend, and so it looks circular, and then it looks like, you know, you have bleachers, and it looks like that they're in a circle, half circle, and then it looks like you went up the stairs to sit in higher places, and then the lower you did sit, that you would be closer to the floor of the speaker. So they had a wonderful seating like that. That was also wonderful. They had all type of things that really did make me feel like the law program was definitely a present program, and just was definitely a current program. It's not futuristic. The podium looked as though, you know, you could take the floor at any time and, like, go start lobbying your own particular story or a bill. So there's all type of things that they have. They have Littlefield Memorial Foundation, Harry Ransom Center, South Hall, Main Building Tower, Main Mall, the Garrison Hall, Battle Hall, West Mall, Caesar Chavez statue. They had the Flawn Academic Center, FAC. There was the Texas Union Building, the Drag Architectural Buildings. They had Honors Residence Hall, Littlefield Home. They had the Battle Oaks and Barbara Jordan statue. They have the Bellow Center and New Media. They have the Visitor Center. They have Ken Solving Residence Hall. They have the Little Residence Hall, Student Service Building, Pharmacy Building, Cockrell School of Engineering Building,